Today, children at the Cedars School of Excellence in Greenock will be doing what school and community groups across the country have been doing for the past few days, taking to the stage to put on their annual Christmas show. Our reporter Hugh Williams went to one of their final rehearsals to talk to Ben, Hannah, Isabel, Lewis, Lyle, Stephen and Sophie, and to their teacher Andrew Jewell, who wrote the script.
You must be the 10th person to ask, and I've told them all the same. We are full!
My wife will soon give birth to a baby. There must be somewhere we can stay tonight.
I'm sorry, sir. All our rooms are full, and there's now left in old Bethlehem at this time of night.
Wait, I do have a stable at the back. You'd be warm and dry there, at least.
That would be fine, thank you.
This way, follow me.
I play Joseph, and there's quite a lot of lines to learn, especially the first one you have to say, because that's quite a lot.
I'm playing Simon. He's a main shepherd boy character. He wakes up like shepherds and tells them things, and he counts the sheep for the other shepherds while they just, like, drink.
I play the evil King Herod.
So does everybody boo when you come on?
I don't know, because, well, we haven't done it yet, obviously, but I hope not.
Last year I was an innkeeper and I only said one thing.
And this year?
I have millions of lines to learn.
I'm one of the three kings with the gifts. You put the starry bit on, you start to look like a king, and then when you put the hat on, you look like a king.
I play Mary in the Christmas play, which is quite a big part, and, I mean, the Christmas play wouldn't be the Christmas play without Mary.
The main thing at this time of year in school is that it has to be something that the children enjoy, and that they learn something of the Christmas story, and that they feel something of the kind of Christmas spirit as well with that, that they just feel something of the joy and the happiness of Christmas.
I think it's really fun, and I actually quite like learning the lines.
When you're backstage, you have to be extremely quiet because you've got the microphone on and they sometimes hear you.
All the lights shine in your face and you can't see so well, and it's more difficult because you can't see your lines properly when there's something in your eye.
I think it's going to be very scary, because if you forget a word, everyone's just staring at you like, are you going to say something yet? I know my mum and dad will say you've done a great job at the end, but you know, if you've done something wrong, you think, oh no, I've done a terrible job.
And that was the night that Jesus was born.
You and Joseph, of course, are the two big characters, but in the end, perhaps the biggest character is the baby that you carry at the end, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, because it is Jesus, yeah.
Baby is plastic.
That's a bad thing.
But you were holding him really carefully, weren't you?
Well, yeah, because you have to pretend it's a real baby for the people watching.
Or it looks very weird, like you're going, okay, I don't want to hold this anymore.
That would look a bit bad, wouldn't it?
And also, it doesn't actually look very good, because in all the last Christmas plays, we've all been using it. So now it's all dirty, but you have to pretend it's this beautiful baby.
It's lost a leg.
No way.
Yeah.
It's also got a bit of gaffer tape around it, so it holds the leg on.
But even though it's just this doll that's horrible, you have to think, right, I'm holding like a king.
Well, poor baby Jesus,
absolutely.
I think acting skills would really tested with
from,
that one.
From the mouths of babes, yeah. It's a plastic baby and some drunk shepherds. That's a play I want to see.
I'm sure it'll be worth seeing nonetheless. And if you want to see it, they're putting on their show at Struthers Memorial Church in Greenock today and tomorrow. And I'll be off to a nativity play this afternoon, so let's hope it's just
right.
as good.